You ever rode one of those horses?
No, never in my life. The two that I'm speaking of, every now and then, the young, if I remember rightly, most of the young girls, they look maybe 12 or 13 years old, they go over here on the horses. And to my knowledge, I tell them too, I knew it was there. How come to find out it was over 20 on the island?
Hey, that's a lot. Did any of them, when you were coming up, anybody ever keep chickens and things like that?
Oh yeah, we had chickens. In fact, the most, I would say the poor people had chickens. Did you raise them? And you had, and in my days, mister, you had chicken on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yes.
Now that's the cheapest meat you can buy. Chicken, oh yeah, had the crops. The eggs, they had the nests so they could lay them and hatch them maybe a dozen at a time.
What did they call it? You know what, say a hen on a nest of eggs, what did they usually call her? A hen who is setting on a...
If they had a name, all I could tell you was she's laying.
They ever call her a setting hen? Or
setting hen, yeah.
Did any of you, we mentioned pork and beef a while ago, did any of them ever keep hogs and cows and that kind of thing?
No, not then, not there. Now in Key West, many years ago, they used to bring cattle in there from over in, I've forgotten now whether it was Punta Gorda or Punta Rasa. And the boat was named Mildred. Used to bring the cattle in the Key West and drive them through the streets out on the, I guess about the southeast side of the island, to what they call a slaughter pen. And that's where they were slaughtered and sold. Then there was a man, a Cuban, to the best of my knowledge, had a cow. You go around the streets with it. And you go out with your pitcher, whatever you had to put it in, and he'd milk the cow right down the street. Had the man going around with several of them, ice cream wagon, ringing his bell.
How about milking that cow? When you got the milk like that, what did you have to do to it to get the impurities out?
Nothing.
Just like it was?
Yeah. You know, that's what we say. Every now and then we say that. Even when, back in the 40s, the best of my knowledge that I remember, that Velda was the main milk place. Now, we had some friends that owned a dairy farm, had cows and what have you. You'd buy a quart of milk and you'd have about that much cream at the top of the bottle. You don't see none of that, huh? And to me, I wouldn't argue nobody, but in my opinion, and nobody couldn't change it, milk is damn expensive water. That's my opinion of it. But it's plenty of so.
Yes. Talking about that, did y'all ever keep thick sour milk on hand? You know?
Sour milk? Yeah, they use it for bread. Some people drink it, even today.
What'd they call it?
Sour milk.
Did they ever make any kind of cheese out of it or anything?
I wouldn't say yes, I wouldn't say no. If it did, I don't remember.
We talked about pork, did any of them ever keep any hogs or anything around here?
Not here. No, as I was, you asked me that just now, and I was telling you what. No, all they bought was cattle. And they had some was raised in Key West, some hog, but not to any extent.